Graham, Dennis. You can't play here.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. I was here first.
So you don't own this ground?
Then who does?
God.
How do you know?
The Bible said so. I read it this morning.
You're lying. You can't even read.
The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalm 24:1.
What was that?
That's what I read. It's a Bible verse. God is the boss over all the earth and everyone in it. Now watch out. I wouldn't want to accidentally hit you with my baseball bat.
I'm telling my mom.
Was it something I said?
So, I see you're still here on my jump roping ground.
This isn't your jump roping ground.
Well, it's not your baseball ground.
Margaret, you don't play baseball on the ground. You play on a diamond.
Diamonds are for girls. Everyone knows that.
A baseball diamond is different from a girl's diamond.
What's the difference, Smarty Pants?
Girls' diamonds are small and stuck to a necklace. Baseball diamonds are big, so you can put bases on them.
Well, I told my mom on you, and she said you had to leave.
Did you tell your mom my Bible verse? The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalm 24:1.
No, I didn't tell her that.
Well, you better go tell her, because God is the boss over all the earth and everyone in it.
Fine, I will.
I suppose she could play baseball with me, if she wanted to, that is.
Okay, Dennis, your time's up.
What do you mean my time's up?
I told my mom the Bible verse. You know, the one that says, the earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. Psalm 24:1.
What did she say?
She said it's true, because God is the boss over all the earth and everyone in it.
That's what I've been telling you.
My mom said that we should take turns playing, since it belongs to God, and He loves us both. So your time is up.
I'm not finished playing yet.
Dennis, I'm warning you. If you don't leave right now, I will scream so awfully, horribly loud that my mom will think that you're trying to murder me. And I'll tell her you were. And she'll believe me, because boys are like that, and girls aren't.
I have to get going now. So I suppose you can jump rope here for a while.
It's boring here all by myself. I suppose I could play baseball with Dennis. That is, if you'll let me. Oh, Dennis!
I'm telling you, Martha, when I was a kid, we didn't even think about smoking marijuana or using any of those other drugs.
George! They didn't even have children's aspirin when you were a child.
I know that, and that's exactly my point. How do you expect a kid like Dennis to say no to drugs? He's going to try them at some point. He's bound to. He's just like every other kid in the world.
Are we talking about the same Dennis? Like every other kid in the world, George?
Okay, so he's a little energetic. You mix his energy level with drugs, and we've got trouble on our hands. That's why we've got to sell our home and move away from this neighborhood.
That's nonsense, George. Dennis would never take drugs.
How can you be so sure?
Mr. Wilson!
Hiya, Mr. Wilson.
Hiya, Mrs. Wilson. Guess what I have hidden?
Drugs.
George, stop that!
Well, he asked.
Mr. Wilson is just teasing, dear. What do you have hidden?
I have hidden God's word in my heart, that I might not sin against Him. Psalm 119:11.
Did you hear that, George?
Oh, yeah, sure, uh-huh.
Say it again, Dennis. I'm not sure Mr. Wilson heard you.
He must not have his hearing aid on yet.
I don't wear a hearing aid.
I've hidden God's word in my heart, that I might not sin against Him. Psalm 119:11.
You don't have to yell.
I better get going, Mrs. Wilson. I can tell Mr. Wilson is a little grumpy. He needs to try putting God's word in his heart, and he won't want to be grumpy anymore.
Yeah! see, George. I told you Dennis would never take drugs. He's a child dedicated to pleasing God.
Uh-oh!
Did you hear that? What's Dennis done now?
Well, don't just stand there. Let's go make sure he's okay. Come on, George.
Okay, so maybe, just maybe, Dennis won't do drugs. The kid will join a gang. I'm telling you, he's gang material. He'll probably be the leader of his own gang, spray painting his initials all over the neighborhood, and then he'll be carrying a gun and pow, someone's dead.
George, quit talking like that. Dennis is a good boy.
How do you expect a kid like Dennis to say no to joining a gang? He's bound to join one. Mark my words, he's just like every other kid in the world.
Like every other kid in the world, George, didn't you hear what I said earlier? He's a child dedicated to pleasing God.
I heard you. Now you hear me. You mix his energy level with a gang, and we've got trouble on our hands. That's why we've got to sell our home and move away from this neighborhood.
That's nonsense, George. Dennis would never join a gang.
How can you be so sure? Parents aren't the same as they were when you and I grew up. These days, everyone is too busy to spend time with their own kids. They're left alone all day, free to roam the neighborhood, feeling like nobody cares. Look, there's Dennis now roaming the neighborhood.
Oh, Dennis! Could you come here, please, dear?
Hiya, Mrs. Wilson. Hiya, Mr. Wilson.
Would you tell Mr. Wilson what you have hidden in your heart?
Does he finally have his hearing aid in?
No, I don't have my hearing aid in.
I've hidden God's word in my heart that I might not sin against him. Psalm 119:11.
You don't have to yell.
Dennis, Mr. Wilson doesn't wear a hearing aid. Perhaps you could repeat that verse a little quieter for him.
Okay. I've hidden God's word in my heart that I might not sin against him. Psalm 119:11.
Thank you, Dennis. That's all I needed right now.
You're welcome, Mrs. Wilson. You know something? Maybe you should make Mr. Wilson wear his hearing aid every morning, like my mom makes me wear clean underwear.
I hear fine. I don't need a hearing aid.
You better go lie down, dear. You look frustrated.
You'd be frustrated, too, if you lived next door to that kid.
I do live next door to him, dear. I'm your wife, remember?
Okay, so let's say Dennis doesn't use drugs or join a gang. What about lying, stealing, and getting into fights, that sort of thing?
George, did you ever lie or steal when you were a boy? Did you ever get into fights?
Yes, and that's exactly my point. Doesn't it bother you that we're living next to someone that could steal something from us and lie about it at the same time while fighting with that dopey kid down the street over it?
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm talking about getting out of this neighborhood while we still have everything.
George, what do we have that Dennis would want to steal?
I don't know.
Mr. Wilson! Oh, Mr. Wilson!
It's Dennis. Quick, hide your valuables.
George!
Mr. Wilson, guess what? I was riding my bike, minding my own business, when I saw this kid stealing your tractor sprinkler.
That's it, Martha. He'd steal our tractor sprinkler and lie about it to our face.
George, please.
Oh, no, Mr. Wilson. He didn't lie about it. I asked what he was doing with your tractor sprinkler, and he said he was stealing it. But don't worry, I brought it back for you.
Oh, yeah, sure. How did you get it?
He had to give it to me after I beat him.
Aha! Did you hear that, Martha? Dennis beat up the dopey kid down the street. That does it. We're moving.
Wait, Mr. Wilson. I didn't beat him up. I beat him in a game of basketball.
You beat him in basketball?
And he didn't steal the tractor sprinkler or lie about it. He brought it back to you, George.
Did you think I stole it, Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson, my mom said we are dedicated to pleasing God. I have hidden God's word in my heart that I might not sin against him.
George, you owe him an apology.
Apologize? Well, I never actually said he stole it.
George?
It's okay, Mrs. Wilson. Old people are just like that sometimes.
Did he just call me old?
He never actually said you were old.
I'm not old. I can hear fine and my mind's as sharp as a tack.
Well then, what was the verse Dennis just quoted?
How am I supposed to know?
Weren't you listening?
Of course I was listening.
Well then, what's the verse?
You tell me if you're so smart.
I have hidden God's word in my heart that I might not sin against him. Psalm 119:11. Tomorrow, we'll go see the doctor and have your hearing checked, dear.
Fine. He'll tell you just what I've been telling you. There's nothing wrong with my hearing.
If you're not losing your hearing, then we'll know it's your mind.
I'm not losing my mind!
Hi, Margaret. What are you doing?
You wouldn't understand.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Would too.
Would not.
Why don't you try me?
Because you're just a child.
I know I am, but what are you?
I'm a mature woman, Dennis. And that's why I'm working on my science project.
I did a science project once. I can dissect a frog.
That's utterly and totally disgusting. My science project is to prove the Big Bang Theory and the evolution of the one-celled amoeba that crawled out of the ocean, developed into a monkey, and finally, over the course of millions of years, evolved into you.
The Bible explains how I got here.
You don't actually believe the Bible, do you, Dennis?
Of course I do, don't you?
The Bible is just a book of fairy tales.
It is not.
Is too.
Well, I say, let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4.
So, I'm a girl.
It's for girls too. Man means humans.
I'm not talking to you anymore, Dennis.
Some people just don't like hearing the truth. If I was going to evolve from something, I would want to evolve from a dinosaur.
Why is that?
Because dinosaurs are big and strong like me.
Dennis, you're so totally, awfully nothing like a dinosaur.
I was just kidding. I don't believe in evolution.
Whatever. My teacher says we came from monkeys, and that's final.
Oh, yeah? Well, just because your teacher says it doesn't make it true.
My teacher's been to college. That's where smart people go.
I don't care. Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4.
I'm going to close my eyes and cover my ears so I can't hear you.
Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4.
I still can't hear you.
Is that a Bible you're reading, Margaret?
It most certainly is, Dennis. Do you have a problem with that?
No, of course not. What you're reading the Bible for?
It's for my science project, if you must know. I'm going to prove that God created man.
I thought you were going to prove that man evolved from a monkey.
Dennis, I'm surprised at you. I thought you believed in the Bible.
I do.
Well then, let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4.
Hey, that's my verse.
It's in the Bible, Dennis. And the Bible's written to everyone, not just you. So it's not your verse. It's God's verse.
So you did listen.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. And if you try to tell people that I listened to you, they won't believe you. Because you're a boy, which is the same as a little man. Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4. I'm leaving, and don't follow me. Goodbye.
I told you, it's for girls too. Margaret!